So how can you let go of these propensities of the ego, to hang out with ego, shame, guilt? Why does the ego hang out with shame, guilt, fear, all that stuff? With greed, with desire, with lust, with hatred. Why? Because it gets a payoff. The ego mulches negativity and it gets juice out of it. The ego survives by virtue of the juice it gets. Now, if you don't believe it, you watch any nightly TV of the conflict in the Near East. Let's take Palestine, Israel, the best example. They're on every night. This side throws rocks at this side. This side throws rocks at this side. This one hits them with the fire hoses. This one hits them back again. They love it. They've been at it for centuries. It's a game. Look at the face on them. They're alive with hatred. Take that, you son of a bitch. Die. Man, they're so hyped up. Don't you see how they're pumped up by it, how they thrive on it? Don't you see how peace is the last thing they want? All you got to do is have a new peace negotiation. The bombs start again. You get every peace negotiation means another busload of kids goes up. I hate it when the peace negotiation comes up. Everyone's good for at least one busload of kids. Everyone. They want peace like a hole in the head. They're devoted to war, to hatred. The ego thrives off of it. If they had peace, who would all these warriors be? They'd be nobody. Stupid has-beens. Nobodies. All right, the willingness to surrender, the payoff of the ego, then allows you to let everything go experientially as it arises. The willingness to let go of the payoff of grief, anger, resentment, hatred. So what do you surrender to God in the way of surrender? What does devotion mean? I love thee, O Lord, greater than. I love the glee I get out of my hatreds, my wickednesses, my shame, my guilt, my revenge. Either you love God or you love revenge. You can't have them both. Either love God or you love self-pity. So it's always merely a choice. Am I willing to surrender this for the love of God or not? To become enlightened, that power has to be powerful. You have to be willing to give up everything for God. Everything. Because at the last moment, before that ultimate experience reveals itself, or condition takes over, rather, you will be asked to surrender your life. The core of what you think is your life. The core of the ego, the self. The real you for the last umpteen lifetimes. You got to lay that down for God. It's scary. Because you've let go of all this payoff, you look at all this stuff. And now suddenly there's like an infinite presence that is like yourself. What you think is yourself. And this too, one lays down. And there's a moment of terror. And you experience death. One and only death. You never experience it again. You'll never experience it before, and you'll never experience it again. But there is one death you live through. You don't know that you're going to live through it. The ego has the notion that it's going to be the same, only be enlightened. I'll still be me, but I'll be an enlightened me. No, you ain't going to be you. Not you. You're not going to be you. That's it. See, it's my responsibility to prepare you for the last moment, because everybody here is going to be headed for the last moment. You wouldn't be here at this lecture otherwise. Everybody's headed for the last moment. And unless you hear the truth, you won't know what to do. Therefore, karmically, I'm laying down that I have spoken the truth. That last moment, you will get. Walk straight ahead, no matter what. Die for God. And as you lay down your life, the agony of death arises. And it is agonizing, and you do die. And then, before you stands the splendor. That what you thought was life was not life anyway. But because it is so real, you see why you've guarded it all these lifetimes. It's convincingly, convincingly real that it is your life, that it is the source of your life.